7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
And let's remember to lock the door. Good job, Toad. You're brilliant.
Okay, let's do this. It is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Toad. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm willing to admit that there is a slight possibility that I have made a mistake. Oh, Toad, what have you done? Well, I've come outside, and I don't know if I should be out here. Because it might be hot. It's hot, but it's windy. There's a breeze, and there's some cloud cover right now. Oh, let's just get under canopy before the sun comes out, and maybe we'll be all right. It might be a little bit too warm for me out here. I think the Weather Channel was lying to me again. They're known for their mendacity. Okay, so let me get under some trees. Yeah, okay. Here we go. Take off my sunglasses, and I'm looking above me, looking for owls and stuff, because this is when we find owls. Although I have a feeling the owls are going to be leaving soon, but I'm looking for them anyway. Boy, I don't know how long we're going to be down here today. I don't think this is going to be an all-creek episode. It's a little warm. It could be dangerous. We just need to get down there and check for some golf balls. See if anybody's been playing golf this morning. Alright, I see some little birds. I don't see any large birds, like owls. And I do not hear at all any bird distress. I can barely hear any birds at all. There's no distressed birds, which kind of indicates to me that there might be a lack of owls. All right, so let's head down into the creek bed, into the valley. Let's see what's going on here. Maybe we can find some swamp toddlers. Swamp toddlers. The thought still amuses me. Maybe I'll record some music. Maybe I'll record some swamp blues with my cigar box guitars. Wait. Did you hear that sound? I heard something really, really weird downstream. It wasn't loud enough. I was thinking that could have been fox barks, but it wasn't really loud enough. I don't know. Anyway, we're paying attention now, aren't we? I'm seeing little birds. There's one of those little woodpeckers, and there's some robins. I don't see anything special. Well, we can't find hey, there's a hole down there somebody's been digging. We can't expect to find amazing golf balls every day. But, you know, we've had so many first finds in the last week. You know, you kind of get excited. I'm going to go down into the creek bed itself. Okay, let's see what's down here on the sandbar. Well, we got all those old tracks. I don't see any new tracks. Wait, are these? Well, maybe. These could be new. And again, these are definitely fox prints. And look over here in the sand. Somebody's been digging. That's a fox dig. That's fox dig. Yeah, you can see the claw marks in the sand. Little baby fox was digging right here. He said, oh, what's under here? And he said, diggity dig, I'm gonna dig. And so he digged. Okay, so it occurs to me that I might be able to, with the help of a stick, get that yellow golf ball, but I don't want it. That orange golf ball is looking pretty tempting too. If that orange golf ball falls out of the roots of that tree, it'll land right next to the yellow golf ball. Oh, and there's tracks over there too. Oh, there's little Mati tracks in the mud over there. Awesome. That orange ball is a nitro. Alright, what else we got down here? Oh, we got some weird bugs. There's a damselfly flying by me. He looked pretty excited. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 golf balls here in the deep. This one's yellow. Well, we certainly don't need any more yellow golf balls. I'm checking the golf ball eating ravine to see if there's any golf balls up in there. There aren't any. That's the weirdest thing. That's the thing that collects the most golf balls. I haven't seen any in there all year. That's just bizarre. Climbing over the picnic table. And I'm walking upstream. Walking upstream, looking for dudes. Looking for colorful golf. Oh, here's some more evidence of little foxy diggins. In the dirt, even. Maybe they were hearing star-nosed moles underground. And they were digging. Diggity, 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 do. There's a squirrel. Hi, squirrely. Okay, I'm just walking up the middle of the creek because I can. I got to actually step over the creek now. The water, it crosses from the left side to the right side. And the creek is approximately 40 centimeters wide right there. And it's about 3 centimeters deep. Golf balls in the water, golf balls that I have left here. If somebody wanted golf balls, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to be immediately collected. Okay, so I'm standing in the middle of the creek. And I'm gonna take 2 steps back because I'm sinking in the sand here. And I'm looking up the creek and I can't see anything. There's a lot of trees and branches down in the water. We need big rain to wash all this away. That squirrel is eyeing me. And there's some of those little tiny birds. Tiny, tiny birds are flying around. Everybody likes tiny, tiny birds. And so, what am I doing? Well, I can see a turkey feather up on the bank. There's been turkeys down here. I have seen turkeys down here in the past. But it seems to be kind of rare. I keep hearing sounds and it's that squirrel. And I'm climbing back up onto the bank. Okay. Here I am. walking along. Hey, there's another one of those damselflies. Hi. Oh, you know, I've been seeing a lot of these guys this year. And I hear a sound. It must be a squirrel in a tree somewhere around here. Where is he? Is he going to drop stuff on me? Probably. All right, let's see if we can get some sticks or something dropped on us. Because that's always fun. Squirrels. They're hilarious. Alright, I am walking upstream. Just want to walk up here to see if we can see anything interesting. And if not, we're probably going to have to head out of here. I do not want to risk making myself sick. Oh, and here's one of our little woodpecker dudes right on the... Oh, and there goes a blue jay. What was that? Something right above me. Oh, it's just a little birdie. It's a blue jay even. Directly above me. Fun. Keep moving. Moving forward, I'm going to pick up this little stick. And I'm going to wave it in front of me. Watcha, 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 watcha. So I don't eat any spider webs. Blue jay squawking. Blue jay squawking. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's an owl. That was an owl. Okay. And he was down here low. He was in this funky thing and he went... He dipped out. And then he went over across the... There he is, there he is, there he is. Where is he going, where is he going? He's moving. He's going up into the big tree. Okay, I can see him. He's flapping his wings. Hey, is this an owl feather? That's probably an owl feather. Oh, wait, did I lose him? Okay, we've got an owl. Where did he go? Did he move? I looked down to look at the feather. And now I think he moved. I don't see him anymore. Oh, he was lovely. Was it our usual guy? It looked like he might have been a little bit smaller than the guy. Oh, there's another one right in the same part of the tree where that guy was, but now he's moving too. We got two owls, and now all the little birds are chasing the owls because they don't like the owls. Okay, that guy was there, now he's moving again. First owl went somewhere. He's now on the golf course. Second owl is up in that tree somewhere. We gotta get up there, see if we can see him. Yay, it's a double owl day. And all the little birds are still upset. Ranka, 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 ranka. Okay, now I'm coming out onto the point. Ought to be able to see something. Where's my dude? There he is. Oh my god, he's almost right above me. He just flew over. He flew out of sight. He actually sort of flew towards me a little bit. And he's up there in that big old tree. Wow, yay. Saw two owls. I like owls. Oh, it's getting hot. It's getting humid. And it's getting buggy. Okay, so one owl is in this tree. He's up there somewhere. I can't see him. There's branches and leaves and stuff in the way. And there's another. The other guy is... He's further back. Okay. The bugs are starting to irritate me. I'm getting eaten by bugs. I have turned around and I am going back the way I came. Oh, I'm just glad I got to see my owls. I was afraid that maybe they had left. Don't need the web stick anymore. Gonna put that down. All right, so now all the little birds are super excited because those vowels are flying around. I'm down here causing chaos. When we first got down here, I mentioned how quiet it was. We couldn't hear any little bird noises or anything. There's another feather. Hey, cool. There's some big owl poops right here. See these? This one owl likes this funny little tree that I'm standing under. This is where he was. Cool. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I just remembered something. Remember yesterday when I lost my train of thought and I could not return to it and I couldn't figure out what I was talking about? And I said, was I talking about golf balls and I didn't think I was? Well, it turns out that I was actually talking about golf balls when I got distracted. And I remembered this at about midnight last night. So I think I'll pick up the conversation from exactly where we were about 24 hours ago. One, what was the question? The question was, Tobe, why are you picking up all these golf balls of colors that you don't need or even want anymore? And you said you were going to stop doing it. Why are you still picking up red and orange golf balls, etc.? Okay. The reason for this is these are now my giveaway golf balls. These are now my golf balls for, you know, hey, there's a white golf ball right up there. Let's grab it. These are now my golf balls for, you know, causing trouble. These are now my golf balls for, these are the golf balls that are agents of chaos. These are the golf balls that I will be taking with me to miniature golf courses and or driving ranges and or other golf type facilities. And I will leave these golf balls behind to sow confusion. Yeah. The miniature golf course that's in my neighborhood, it's called the Putting Plus. Except I don't know what the plus is. I'm going to throw this white golf ball into the creek with those others. There we go. It used to be, okay, well, first of all, Putting Plus, it used to be part of the Putt-Putt miniature golf course chain. When Putt-Putt, the corporation, folded, this particular one went independent. Was there one or two other ones in Omaha? I can't remember. Putt-Putt. So there was at least one at 90th and Center by that old Burger King, both of which are no longer there. Now it's just an empty lot. But regardless, this Putt-Putt golf course by my house became Putting Plus. What was the plus? Well, they had Spaceball. What is Spaceball? Spaceball was a game that was played in an enclosed trampoline. You just threw a ball back and forth between some hoops. It was actually pretty fun if you're a hyper little kid and you need to be, you know, burning energy. And it seems like they had something else. I think they had two Spaceballs. They might have had something else, but there is no longer any plus factor. How do I know this? I actually went there a couple days ago, and when I was driving around yesterday, I drove in there. Now, I didn't play any miniature golf. I just drove into the place to reconnoiter. Because any day now, I am actually going to go there to play miniature golf. And I will take, I was going to say two dozen golf balls with me, but I don't even know if I can carry two dozen golf balls without anybody noticing. And then, of course, as I play miniature golf, I will leave golf balls on the course, in the holes, just, you know, doing all kinds of wacky stuff. Because that's just the kind of guy that I am. And yeah, I did go there yesterday. I have just climbed out of the creek. There's a bug on the microphone. That's fine. He wants to rock the mic. I want to come down here, see if we can see my owl buddies. Huh. No. Maybe we shouldn't. Because now I'm at risk of being in the sun. And, yeah, no. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to stop under this tree in the shade. So I can take out the MP3 player and plug it in. Just so that we can have some exciting live music on the drive home. Rock and roll. Okay, so we heard Jungle Love by the Steve Miller Band. Very cool, huh, Peppa? Yeah, so now I'm sitting here in the cow pasture with Peppa in the kitty business pit, and we're listening to Cows While the Cat Does Some Kitty Business. As I was driving home, I was thinking about, the golf ball thing and how I'm going to, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Repatriate golf balls to... I'm going to return golf balls to the wild? I don't know. But you might remember I was thinking about this a couple days ago, and there's not a lot of miniature golf courses left in this town. And there's a few new ones way out in Millard that are indoors. And I guess I could go to those and pay $20 and mess with their heads, but... Something else occurred to me. Yeah, I could go to regular golf courses. I could go to driving ranges. But then I thought of something. What about personal putting greens? Yeah, what about these golf guys who build little putting greens in their backyards? They might be quite surprised to wake up one morning, be in the kitchen, they look out the back window, and they say, wait, why are all those colorful golf balls on my putting green? I didn't put those. Those aren't my golf. What the heck is going on? So yeah, now I'm trying to mentally marshal in my head all of the personal putting greens I've ever seen. There's one in my neighborhood. There's a guy up there on the intersection of, like, that's like 106th Street, and so I don't know. I can drive straight to it. But that's not a good one, because that's exposed. Somebody might see me climbing over a fence. I know there's one in my parents' neighborhood. I don't remember exactly where it is. I'm going to have to go driving through their neighborhood until I spot it. Yeah, so that's the next plan. That's a good plan, huh, Peppa? Peppa doesn't care. She's trying to fall asleep. There's no sleeping in the kitty business pit. This pit is for kitty business only. Not sleeping. This is not the sleeping pit. Wake up! Right, so I just thought of something else, because while we were listening to the end of the song there, I glanced over and I saw something, and that reminded me of a dream I had. Had sort of a weird night, but I did do some sleeping, and I had a dream, and I don't remember what the dream was about exactly, but I was somewhere kind of weird, and I saw a stack of little poker chips. Those little, what are they? They must be 15 millimeters in diameter or thereabouts. Oh, and they were red. And I said, yo, I need those. Do they have any more? Yeah. And I'm like, because I need a bunch of these little poker chips. And the reason I remembered my dream is that I saw this little dice set I have. I have a right, left, center dice set that comes with these little blue poker chips. And I would love to have an entire set of miniature poker chips. You know, the kind that used to come in games in the 70s. And you don't see these anymore because they're not used for anything, which means...
Here's a sheet of it.
Should I make a paper airplane?
It's probably gonna make my cat crazy. That's a really good reason to do it.